Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast again.
Hi.
How y'all doing? Thank you for tuning in. Hi, babe.
Hey.
Well, we already had a great conversation before we started the podcast, and you had to make sure that I zip it so that I won't say all the things that we were about to say
and not record it.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah. And then I mess around, probably forget.
No.
But yeah. All right. Well, if you're tuning in, this is the Top Training Podcast for dance teachers and students and motivational people and pretty much anybody that likes, you know, motivation and dance lessons and life lessons. It's kind of where you will find on this podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, let's see. There's lots of things that have happened because we were not with y'all last week. And we are back this week, but we went to New York again. And I don't know why I have this on my notes, but I think it's because I'm excited. We had New York pizza 2 times back to back. That's how you know when it's good. And I think I said afterwards, I was like, I think it's kind of like what you need to do. You can't come to New York. It's like going to Philly. You can't get a cheesesteak one day and then not do it again before you leave. Or Nashville with hot chicken. Probably not the same.
Yeah, you don't want to do that 2 days. Ooh, I don't think so. Or at least not you.
Burning. Sizzleton. But yeah, had a really good time. Are we still calling it the Relax Tour? Is that what's happening?
It's the Relax Life. You know what? Like, it's ongoing. It's a way of being. Seriously, got to calm down and really focus on, you know, what's important, you know? I get just so worked up about a whole lot of nothings. I mean, they're not nothing at the moment. So, you know,
the
more we say relax tour, it reminds me that, you know,
to relax.
Well, what am I worked up about that is unnecessary?
Right.
That's the Relax Tour.
Now, if you had to judge this last one that we went on, would you say that did we stay true to the Relax Tour on this second go around? I'm trying to go through the Rolodex in my brain. I'm thinking about the Airbnb was very relaxing.
Yeah, it was a good trip. And
the drive was relaxing. I mean, you know, for the most part, we went a little longer than usual on the front end. Is that what we did on this one?
No, we're leaving in a few days and doing this relaxed.
This
tour.
One's
yeah,
going to be
Yeah, this one's going to be a little bit longer. But anyway, the gist started as a one trip. We were like, you know what? Instead of getting all worked up, it was just a few weeks ago we were in LA and I got a little just anxious about, man, just one little thing after another, you know, and all just nothings. And I was like, that's unnecessary.
That's not relaxing. Yeah.
So, you know, was it relaxing? I think it's our way now.
It is.
And I told you a couple days ago, I was like driving and I was like getting in a little, you know, little funk. Little quick funk mood.
As we all do.
And I go, to myself, you know, what are you doing? What's going on? Remember when I said that the other day? What's going on? What are you doing in your head to myself? And I was like, nothing. Stop that. Right?
Now,
mental check.
Immediately.
Yeah. So I think the relax, you know, starting as the Relax Tour ended with like, you know, what are you anxious about?
Yeah.
What's bothering you? Take it down. Yeah. So, good trip and leaving again a couple days. And
got 2 parking tickets. I couldn't relax on that. No, you know what? I did have to end up relaxing because every time I left the car, I knew that we were going to get a ticket. I was like, I'm leaving it. We're right here. There was a school. There was a church. I was like, maybe the church will hook us up with a little something. But when I got in the house, I was worried about it all night. Couldn't even sleep. And then it is what you're saying, like a way of life. And I know these seem like stupid examples, but it's real. Those are the things that will take you out. I mean, I was just like, oh, should I go out at 6 o'clock? Should I go out at 5 o'clock? I need to move the car. you know what? I got the ticket. I was like, you know what? Just be cool with get the ticket, pay the ticket. That's the cost. But you got to protect your peace, your joy, your mental state. You got to relax.
Yeah, for real. Chris, you and I have been talking about this like for a minute. And I'm not trying to do the kids these days.
These days.
I mean, we're a part of it. We're still in the,
we're still kids,
you know,
these days.
Still in the young crew.
Yeah.
But just we've been talking a lot lately, just witnessing and watching just kind of human behavior now and, you know, like reality TV, I mean, whatever it may be, we have noticed such a shift in, as cheesy as this sounds, but like human kindness and people like you, it triggered it because you were just saying, what were you saying?
Just talking about the
Protecting your energy, protecting your peace. And we've, you know, we were kind of laughing about that, you know, over the last few years, like, be seen, be heard. And I'm like, oh, no, I think I
really
like it.
Yeah,
we
like
were kind of brutal
heard
in the 90s, man. Can we not do that anymore? I really enjoy
back in the day.
Yeah. It's not acceptable anymore to just be a way. Oh, they're that way because they're blah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're that way because they're parents. They're that way because of their region. They're that way because of their ethnicity, whatever it may be, I think, or political, or whatever it may be, but I think all that is dividing.
Yeah,
you know, dividing us all socially. I think that's it's just been fun
and
watching
being inclusive
and seeing,
mm-hmm.
that has it's a different world.
Yeah,
and I do realize it's not all the way, you know, like that, but people are kinder. People are invested in keeping their peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. I'm telling you, we didn't start talking about, you know, it's kind of like the joke relax tour because I, you know, unraveled over some damp clothes. It was literally nothing. And I was like, one more thing, I'm going to lose it. And I did, over nothing. And so a couple things since that LA trip, which were just about a month ago, wasn't that? I mean, I think that was just about a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this?
Protecting
what is this?
My energy.
Yeah. February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Has been a priority. And
yes.
It's changed my life. I'm not kidding.
Oh, this
I mean,
is
I'm
real.
A,
this
I'm
is real
40,
talk.
46 years old. And I'm a different person than I was a month ago by repeating and reiterating, relax. What started as, well, we thought it was condescending, so we would laugh, saying it, you know, when
relax.
You're all hyper. We're like, relax.
You know what? Relax.
Pipe down. No one wants to hear that, but, you know, what started as a joke kind of turned into a lifestyle, and it
for
has
real.
Changed my life.
Yeah. The thing I hate more than anything is the minute you say it. I mean, well, it does good when you say it. I'm glad that we're talking about it on the podcast because, you know, didn't we get some feedback? Who was it? William. Shout out to William. William was like, yes, love the podcast and trying to work relaxation into my regimen as well. So when I see that, when I see people say it, and to us, it's just like a conversation because it's real. But it has a twofold effect. One, when you put it out in the universe, then people can relate. Like even us just talking about it right now, I'm just going through the Rolodex in my brain like, man. And when you say it out loud, it seems like you really get put to the test.
Yeah.
If you're going to relax or not. Remember when I was telling you about the assembly that we did? I was freaking out about the sound.
Oh, he was.
I was like, And I literally, because we keep saying it and we keep talking about it, and it's part of our verbiage now to relax, it jumps over into real life. It's like we're just playing, like, relax.
Yeah, but
then
once you
hear
say
that
it
in my
so
head,
many
I'm
times,
like, seriously,
you got to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris was in this school assembly, and I was filming, and, you know, and we're
mode.
In there, and Chris is, was it your mic that went out? your sound that went out. A little bit of both.
A little bit of both, yeah. Then I couldn't reach. Funny. They didn't have the cord that went to my phone, so I had to walk all the way over to, what was that, stage left, to play and stop the music, come back to the middle. Just little stuff like that can throw you off. And it's the little things, too.
And like I said to you, I said, nobody was worked up. No one even had a clue.
No.
I know you, like, better than anybody. And I mean, I knew what happened. I was like, and everybody's chilling.
Yeah.
We're all good.
Everybody's fine.
What seemed like, you know, 30 minutes of mass panic to you was no more than 1 minute.
Yeah.
And everybody was like,
it seemed like forever. I was like, is this ever? I mean, how long is this assembly? It's so long to the end, and I have to do this the whole time. But then it really did help when I was just like, you know what? Just relax, do what you got to do, deliver the material, have fun.
Yeah, you ever do that when you're in a panic? You've got to find something, you've got to deliver some information, whether it's like something on your phone, on your computer, whatever it is you're doing. And it's like, the more hyper you are and the more urgent you think the thing is, it's like, why can't I find it?
Yeah.
It's like, relax.
And don't start sweating.
So that just turned into a whole thing.
Wild dancing.
About relax. But yes. So yeah. Relax Tour turned into
live living examples.
Yeah. You got to calm down about the calm down. It's you know. Not too many things are that serious.
Yeah.
They're that serious, but worth getting crazy. It's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't help. That's the thing. It adds nothing.
It helps nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And no one. And it's crazy because now, everybody listening didn't hear our conversation before this. And this is just our little, you know, chopping it up. Talking about this podcast is not going to be relaxed part two, but this is how real it is. Like before this, we were talking about some things, and we'll jump into a little bit of it before we're done. But it's like that, being able to center yourself, calm down, relax, not get worked up. That is so hard for me. And I told you, I was about to say before I said this, only thing I can think of is tennis, because it's our workout of choice. I love tennis, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, we were talking about staying in your own lane and staying focused. It's like, how in the world can you, and I'll have you kind of elaborate on what you were saying too about talking about other people, being concerned about other people.
Mm-hmm.
How can you even look at somebody else? How can I even look at somebody else and talk about them, want what they have, think about being them, and I can't even control my own self? Like, it literally, this little part of the podcast that we're talking about now will take me personally the rest of my life, not to even master, to just do and then feel like, okay, I'm in my own lane, I'm focusing on myself, I'm trying to get better. And then it comes down to what you said, which was the quote from Kobe that we posted this week on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. It's Top Dance Program and Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Both accounts, follow them, because all this you're hearing now is what we're putting out into the universe every day, every
week.
That's right. But Kobe was talking about, did you get just a little better today? Little by little. And the only way to do that is you do have to stay focused on yourself, and you got to stay in your own lane. And there is no time to be worried. You know, we were talking about the saying when they go, what was the saying? Like, your only competition is yourself. But I want you to kind of talk about that again. Our conversation was a little more specific because we were talking to dance parents.
Yeah. Well,
because that is who we are. We're dance parents as well. And we're talking about other dancers and other teams and other people around your kids. And as that actually reminded me, I forget the episode, but we did an episode and it was talking about teachers. And the episode was called Watch What You Say.
Yeah.
And I remember that one same way, lots of information for me as well. Like we were talking about it for dance teachers, because as dance teachers, we're always talking, we're always, but you got to watch. And then so it comes into your house and your family too, and your marriage and relationships, everything. You just can't.
Yeah, these aren't sermons. We're not preachers. No. This is to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought up tennis. Remind me to come back to that.
Okay.
About, and I'm sure I'll forget, but I was saying about, your only competition is yourself. I was saying, really, and I'm not going to elaborate as much as I did before, but that really is it. I mean, that's the only way. I'm trying to make sense of it without making it so basic, but really, and I've done some trash talking.
Oh yeah.
To my students, to my kids. I mean, I've made more mistakes than not.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's an acceptable, you know, level of like, they ain't nothing. There ain't nothing. You can beat them. You got that. I'm down with all that.
Good with that.
What I think is problematic is, and I'm going to speak just kind of directly, like as a parent, I think as a parent, you want your kid to smash.
Oh,
you do.
Yes.
Right. So finding the way to encourage them, let them know they can, they have the ability, they have trained for this, encourage and say, they ain't nothing, don't be afraid, all those good things.
Yeah.
Find the balance.
Balance, yeah.
Between that, and, you know, I guess what I was saying is, how great would it be if the opponent was irrelevant?
Ooh.
In the competition.
Ooh.
I mean, that's basic. That is exactly, you are your competitor. But what would it look like? In real time. And before I forget, parents, if you are to your child trashing other children, bad, mm-hmm. bad, bad decision.
As the kids would say, don't do that.
Don't do that. I stand by that. I do not think that's helpful.
Right.
As simple as that is, that helps nothing. We're all guilty of it. I've said tons of stuff. But now I'm older and I'm growing and I'm relaxing. But we're learning to evolve.
Yes.
Elevate yourself.
Elevate.
And you can change anytime. If you've been a trash talker with your kid, to your kid, and you are a, you know, teen mom in your head, and you are, you know, one of them, you can change.
Yeah.
Reevaluate the conversation. Shift it. Because you can change it. You can stop. You can apologize. I do it all the time to my kids.
Yeah.
I say, hey, that thing I said last week, that was terrible.
Mm.
Don't I? I mean, I think, I mean, yes. I say you crazy.
You've always been good at
that.
That was hard for me.
That's because I say crazy stuff. So I have to retract some stuff sometimes. And you're allowed to do that. So,
you are allowed to do that.
Give yourself permission. Two-part. And then
you're going to come in on tennis.
You want to know what changed for me in tennis? I am a highly competitive person.
Yeah.
I don't know any positives about the extremes I can get mentally in my competitive nature.
You say you don't know?
I just don't know what can happen. I mean, I'm like starting to sweat thinking about it.
I don't even know.
I mean,
the Hulk could come out. I have no idea.
I've been trained by you forever, you know, for 20 years, over 20 years working out and
kickboxing, Tai Bo.
Yeah. So you started talking about tennis and we were talking about being your own competitor.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just, I'm talking like I do it. You know, I don't. But one thing I have started working on the court is really making our tennis And we don't do matches, but you know, we just hit, but really just try to make that time about me.
Yeah.
And what I need out of that journey.
Yeah. This is my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's not what happens mentally for me, is I am screaming on the inside at Chris, at my opponent.
Mm-hmm.
For, I don't know. I don't know what I'm all worked up about, what they're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
That would make this more beneficial to me. That I'm serious.
I'm trying to be honest.
I'm trying to really go through my process in that. And that's typically how I compete. And there's a lot of anger. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
I mean, I get really crazy.
Some of y'all listening are like, I know, I'm the same way.
I mean, I'm sweating. I know I already said that. But it gets so wild.
People out there.
It gets so wild. It automatically transfers to the game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the crazier I get mentally, the crazier I hit.
Yeah.
And so that's
a whole thing right there.
Since we started talking the relax, I'm really working on.
It's like here what too?
What I'm trying to get out of my time frame.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, what I'm going to do. I'm going to do. And that is, some things you've got to be selfish with that.
Yeah. You do.
I won't elaborate on the things that I'm like, swear to God, while I'm out there on the court. But it's definitely helped off the court too. Again, if you are highly competitive, that stuff can stay with you for hours, days, weeks, months. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
But you've got to let, relax. I have to let some of that stuff go, and it has been, it's been great for me mentally.
Yeah.
To be able to let go of some certain things and be like, I'll try that again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And whether I did my best or not, let that go too. Because I get competitive with myself. I'm a way to go, loser. Giving like 40%. What a joke.
The other day.
That's all I said.
It was the worst. You see how many balls I hit outside the fence? You're like, no.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, like consistency is your ally, is your friend.
Yeah.
Because you're going to do this again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you do it again tomorrow. Reset soup. You try again. Yeah. I'll do better tomorrow. I had a, crap attitude, and everything was crazy. Try again tomorrow.
Right.
If you are not consistent, you're going to spiral. Use consistency to your advantage.
Yeah.
It'll help you knowing that you've got do-overs all the time because you can count on yourself to try again.
Yeah, that's good. Tom Hanks? What did he say? That time is your ally? Mm-hmm. I think consistency is too, from what you just, the way you just kind of broke that down. It's not easy though, but everything we're saying, I said this wasn't going to be the relaxed part two podcast, but it kind of seems like it is, because now I'm getting, like, everything we're saying, I'm like, we're unpacking, because sometimes you say stuff that can just be a saying, like even relax. It's like, oh, relax. But sometimes it's like, how do you do that for real? And everything that we were just saying in those examples are great examples. Like, come back and try it again tomorrow. See, that takes away the whole perfection thing. Because sometimes I'm like going for it. It's going to be the perfect game. No balls going out. And the minute I do it, it's just what Mike Tyson said when he's like, everybody has a plan. That was my plan. And then I got punched in the mouth as soon as that one went up and away. And I'm looking, and then you went to go get the ball for me. So I was like, well, now I got to run, too, because when she comes back, she's going to be tired. So I start taking laps. This whole time, I'm out of my game. I'm out of the plan. I'm punched in the mouth.
Yeah, you know then what that sounds like? That sounds like one of those little bitty toys, from like the 70s, 80s, that you wind up with that teeny little cylinder on the side. And you're like, brr, 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 and you just got to get it as tight as you can get it. And then you're like, go. and you're like, ooh, killed it. Ooh, what happens? It just...
And then it just runs out.
It just runs out.
Yeah. Like, I got to do it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is real time. Like, we're living this right now. You do have to be consistent. Because you know what? You're not going to... It's not going to be perfect at anything. You're not going to nail it every time. But it's not about being perfect, but it's about what happens after that. What can you do when you don't relax? What can you do when something shakes you?
You will win, you will lose, and that will happen over and over and over and over again. You will win and you will lose. So kind of like tennis, talking crap about other people, competition, stay in your lane.
Yes.
I mean, all simple.
Because that's the work.
The reason you have to go on repeat with the same old sayings over and over is because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
We are pretty positive people, you and I. And, I mean, this podcast is an extension.
Yeah.
I'm glad stuff we like we each other.
Yeah.
This is all we do.
Yeah. Oh, you're just getting the insight of what we talk about all day, every day.
And that's like a testament to how difficult it is. I mean...
I still feel like I'm not even overcoming close.
The mental challenges of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. Compete against yourself. You know, do your best and forget the rest. Or don't do your best.
Mm-hmm.
Have a crap day. Give 10%. But rely on your consistency and your persistence and be like, I was a crazy lady.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, we try again. Right?
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
And you gotta be honest. It's really the only way. I mean, you cannot beat somebody at their thing.
Yeah.
That's not your thing. It doesn't matter if you're in the same genre. Let's just say dance, gymnastics. I mean, a gymnast that's 4'9" and a gymnast that's 5 feet tall are completely different gymnasts.
Yeah.
On an Olympic level, I mean, you know, so dancers too. I mean, a dancer that's 5'11" and a dancer that's 5'2" have very different dance experiences.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind in the comparison game. You know, compete as yourself. You know, do your best as much as you can and do it often.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the chips may fall. You may win in life. You may die unknown.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it makes you happier when you can put those blinders on and move in a positive direction that's best for yourself.
Right. I've always loved when athletes... not just do interviews, but when they really do the interview and you know. Artists are the same way. Like, we were just watching Kimmel. Dr. Dre was on there, Snoop, 50 Cent. And they was on there just talking about the process of recording, producing, and stuff like that. I've always loved when athletes are honest with themselves about, and when you can hear them do the interview and you know that they're a student of the game and they understand. And by doing that, when you're a real student of the game and you're honest with yourself, then you understand that both teams are professional athletes. Both teams are doing the same thing. Both teams are striving to be the best. And sometimes every once in a while, you'll hear them say, they'd be like, you know, and you have, like, say if they lost, they'd be like, how do you feel about, you know, taking that L and blah, blah, blah. And they'll go, you know, they, talking about the other team, were as good as I thought they were. They executed. We went round for round, blow for blow, but at the end of it, they just executed better than I did.
Yeah.
That, to me, I'm like, I mean, I could jump up and do a cartwheel because I'm like, I try to live like that. It doesn't work all the time, but that is the real, it's like as a dancer, if you already know, that, like, say, for instance, if you're really good at hip hop or if you're really good at contemporary, whatever your thing is that you're good at, and your parents and your teachers, everybody know, But if you're honest with yourself, you know, like, I might be good at contemporary, but I suck at tap. Matter of fact, I won't even put my tap shoes on. Well, first of all, if it's dance, even us watching the show, So You Think You Can Dance, the whole thing is, once you make it, then everything that we throw at you, can you take it and then spit it back out? That right. is the highest level of dance that we see on TV that everybody wants to be. So you really don't have time to look at if somebody else is a better hip hop dancer than you, because you already know. I mean, it's just like me. When I dance, I was like, I can do hip hop, I can pop, I can wave. But when I go on an audition and they ask for turns, I can't turn at all. So I can sit up there and talk about them and be like, yeah, they was in there. They was only hiring people that can turn. So I just left. I ain't even. Or I can focus on myself. Like you said, stay in my lane and be like, well, let's get into some classes. And you know what? That's not going to happen overnight. I'm not just going to take a class and be like, ooh, just hit a quad on y'all. No, it's literally going to be probably the next 5 years before I can get one decent enough to say that I've done anything. So it's so much time that you have to invest in yourself. There is no time to get in somebody else's lane.
One more time.
Because you're not even,
is so much.
So much time that you have to use investing in yourself. And whatever you, and I know people say sometimes too, they're like, you know, don't focus on the weaknesses, just double down on your strengths. And then, no. See, I think that it's such a big round circle and you have enough time, because the time you spend in talking about other dancers and what they're doing to other people is time you could be working on yourself. And that is, just like Tom Hanks said, time is your ally. You don't have to get it all now, which means you don't have to be talking about the ones that do have it. Respect that they have it. Learn from what they have. That's another thing I heard this week too. They were like, everybody wants the reward at the end. So right. when you see them winning, I want to win, but nobody wants to go through what they went through to get to the reward. They don't want to go through the stretching or the rehearsals or the.
Well, listen, you're not going to get an attaboy.
Yeah.
In the stretching, right. in the rehearsals, especially. I mean, and don't wait till you get in the studio, you know,
right.
give it your all. Yeah. At home, by yourself, doing your own training, nobody can beat that. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, nobody's going to congratulate you. But that's where the work is. Ooh, that's where the magic
is.
That's the
hard part. Yeah.
Because if you can do the work without the congratulations, here is your medal. Here's your crown. Here's your sash. Here's your trophy. It. Here's your paper. That's if it, you man. Can do the work without the attaboy, you've got it all. You've got magic.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Yep, that's the podcast. Can you do the work without the attaboy? No reward. Nothing saying that you're doing the right thing. Nobody patting you on the back. No, come stand on the stage and put on your, and
nope.
get your,
nope.
no, nothing. But can you still keep doing it? And if you can, then you know what? I mean, you don't even win right there. You're just one step closer in this time journey that we're on of working on yourself.
Yeah, and hopefully.
And you can be a little bit better than yesterday if you can do that.
Yeah, I got a little challenge for you to close this out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you follow somebody? This doesn't have to be something like significant, somebody that knows you. I'm not trying to make like waves here with your friendships, but somebody that maybe, you know, doesn't know you even follow them, but on your social media, which does matter now, it's currency. It does matter now. So if you are a parent that's like, oh, that's social media, the devil, you know
it's
what?
Not.
It's not. It's today's life. It is currency.
Yeah.
But if there is something on your, any of your social feeds that is, if you can find one person, one account, one business, just one that doesn't know you. Like, again, I'm not trying to make waves here, but unfollow somebody that you spend too much time looking at and wishing you kind of had a piece of that.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about somebody you're learning from or studying to be like. I'm talking about like, that's a envious, dumb, a jealous, little envious, little jealous. Yeah.
All the wonderful traits.
Watch what happens though. Try just one. Try to unfollow and don't go back for, I don't know. You'll forget you spent so much time wanting,
stressing.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
The second they're not in your feed, it's like, poof, gone. Try it. Yeah. Try to unfollow some account that is not benefiting you. Now, and I'm talking about the fun things. That's different. I'm talking about the stuff that you know doesn't make you the best you.
Wow.
Internally, mentally, if it's not making you, I'm talking about competition stuff. I'm not talking about silly food accounts or whatever you would just enjoy in your leisure. I'm talking about somebody you want what they have. You're envious, you're jealous, and you do some mental, so dumb anyway. Flip, flip, scroll, scroll, swipe, swipe.
Yeah.
Yep. Just unfollow it. It'll take away some of that jealousy.
Yes. And it'll be good for your mental health.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's just, I had to do it a couple years ago. And I asked you, I think the other day, I was like, what is such and such even doing?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, it's funny how non aggressive I am towards that person, account, business, when I haven't been following being envious of it, you know. I got to get it out of my space because I'm struggling with my feelings of jealousy. Yeah. So, you know, instead of battling all that and, you know, pulling on that internally, mentally, just get rid of it for a little bit. You got to focus on yourself, focus on the prize, and that's your own happiness and what you can control.
So you said unfollow. Say that one more time. Unfollow. Just one. One account that does what? Say it again.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm just sort of making it up on the spot.
Just for somebody who's listening and they're like, you know what? I want to do the one thing. I want to do the challenge.
Unfollow one account that isn't benefiting you.
Something that you like. And you got real specific. That's kind of specific of being somebody. Let's just be honest.
I'm jealous.
You are so jealous.
Yeah. Of this person. Unfollowing, and
you think, it's pissing you off every time you see them. When they do something, you're like, ugh.
But yet you haven't unfollowed them.
Yeah. And you kind of want to see it.
You do want to see. You like going to sit down and look them up.
Yeah.
You're going to go right to it. Just try to just one. I'm not talking, don't scrub your account for me. I don't even know. I'm just talking about positive energy. Mm. And that helped me.
Yeah.
A lot of people in this world, and you do not have to watch them all. You just need to, you know, focus on your well-being and your happiness.
Yeah. It's important. We were watching, we can go on forever, but we were watching, who was it, John Cena, on an interview that he did. And he was talking about, I didn't borrow it all the way because a lot of the posts that we do is, you know, for our teachers out there and instructions, kind of like what Gary Vee was talking about. It's very useful information for other people. But sometimes even doing that and posting, it can become stressful if you start thinking about what other people think. And this goes back to staying in your own lane, too, because our lane is that. It is educational material. We are, you know, a resource for those that kind of do what we do. But it's easy to get sidetracked because I'm like, well, it's not getting the likes that I want or the views that I want. And I start overstressing about, well, I need to do the right caption and the right, and I'll go to, you know, all over looking for these things. And John Cena was like, I understand that social media and everything is very important. It's how we communicate. He's like, I'm a whole brand myself. And I know this is brand promotion and all that. He was like, but sometimes I'll just post a random picture, no caption, and it means something to me, and I'll leave it alone. I'll put it down. I won't spend time. He was like, I want to utilize my time on this device the best way I can. And that's good for me and my mental health. I thought that thing just unlocked everything in me because I'm like, yeah.
Who was he being interviewed by during that?
What's the dude that social media guys, that's our brothers, Logan Paul. Yeah. Yeah.
It was good. Check that out. Great on YouTube, interview. Y'all.
Yeah. So anyway, these are all but it's really good. I wanted to say that again. I want you to say that again about the challenge, because it's a small one. I'm all about the one small things. I'm all about the tiny habits. Because sometimes to do more than that is overwhelming. But I'm like, I could do that. I could pick one person that I know I'm jealous of and I'm stressing out and unfollow for a minute so that I can protect my peace. Like right. We were talking about.
Right. I mean, if you're struggling, and I'm only talking about if you're on the struggle bus.
Yeah.
You know, in my competitive head, I'm like, they ain't even matter. I'm like, you are too hyper. Yeah, you need to relax. And I'm like, unfollow. This has nothing to do with you. This has to do with me.
Yeah.
I actually like you and love you, but I have to unfollow because I have to get stronger.
So true.
Right.
All right. Well, I got a few announcements before we wrap it up of things we've been doing. Okay. I got to say this right. The artist's name is Mariah, and is it M-O-R-I? Okay. I'm going to say it two times just to make sure I get it right. And if Mariah's listening, I don't want to mess your name up. M-O-R-I-A-H is how you spell it. And what is the song is called Parachute.
Fabulous artist.
Oh, song is good. Video is amazing. And our Taya Noel is in the building.
For sure. Yeah, check it out.
Yes.
Great experience.
It's on YouTube. It's also on our socials. So check that out. What else are we working on? Oh. We are working on Hip Hop Level 3. And if you haven't done That's Level 1 pod, and Level yeah. 2, you get on that now. But Level That's 3 hilarious. Is, I think it's done. I mean, I feel like we have 10 songs done, and we have songs we're adding on to
it's
it.
It's good
so,
stuff.
Yeah. So check that out. And then, this one has passed, but this is really cool to me. That we wrote a song back in 2012 called Shamrock Shake. And it was just a St. Patrick's Day song. It had a few dances in it. And it's just been sitting in the catalog of all of our music that we've been doing. And I look up, we were going over some numbers the other night where we look at all of you teachers out there. Shout out to y'all
who Thank are you making so playlists much. With our
songs. Yes. And I seen Shamrock Shake. And it wasn't just anywhere. It was a playlist from a teacher over in Dublin, Ireland. I see. Look at this. And wait, what's the name of my favorite meal that you make?
Oh, my Lord. Dublin coddle. Stop.
Dublin coddle. I just need somebody to coddle me right now. Potatoes. Okay. Ooh, and you did twice baked last night. Okay, I'm done. So teachers, keep adding the songs to your playlist, and you know what? Feel free when you do put some of the songs on there, share it on your socials and tag us, Top Dance Program, Mr. Chris Hip Hop, so we can see, and then we'll put it on ours and we'll be sharing together, trying to stay in our lane. Okay, that's all I have. Ooh, the motivation post. Now, we actually talked about it before we got into it, but go on our Instagram, Tom Hanks. It's called, he's talking about This Too Shall Pass. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, if I'm saying this right, I feel like he was saying pretty much to sum it up, whether everything is going good or everything is going bad.
It will pass.
It will pass.
Yeah.
So, like, when we talk about staying in your own lane and relaxing and doing all that, it's because, like you were saying, what am I getting all worked up for? It will pass.
Yeah. It will change.
It will change.
It will pass.
Yeah.
The only thing we're in charge of is ourself and hopefully elevating yourself. And that's what all this is about, right? Elevate yourself. You can change. You can grow and you can elevate. Yeah. It's what we're doing. It's what you're going to do. Seriously. It's important.
Yep. That's all I have, babe.
Love it.
You got anything else?
I do not. Love you.
Love you too. End of the podcast. Y'all, and have a great rest of your week. Enjoy, like, comment, subscribe, share, and stay in your own lane.